to see whether or not they supported the idea of having Congress pass legislation that would ensure that all waterways, including small headwater streams and wetlands, are protected by the Clean Water Act. Now, the reason for this was we're currently supporting legislation in Congress called the Clean Water Restoration Act, and this bill would essentially overturn two recent Supreme Court decisions that questioned whether or not the Federal Clean Water Act covers waters that aren't navigable by commercial boats, the question whether or not such waters are covered by the Clean Water Act. And that is essentially like about 59% of the nation's streams and more than 20 million acres of wetlands nationwide that sort of fall into this category of non-navigable waters that that the Supreme Court was saying are not covered by the Clean Water Act. But there are some lobbying interests in Congress that are saying that voters, especially people in rural areas and agriculturally dependent communities, don't support that. They see that as an expansion of federal authority. So we commissioned Bellwether and asked the poll to test whether or not that's true, whether or not people in rural communities supported or didn't support the idea of the federal government protecting those waterways.
And what kinds of things did you find out?
Well, we found that by a more than 2-to-1 margin, voters in the rural communities that we polled not only supported but strongly supported the idea of the Clean Water Act protecting all bodies of water, including tributary streams and wetlands, and that by a more than 3-to-1 margin, said that they would be more likely to vote for a candidate for office who supported legislation to protect all waters. And not only was that true among the voters in the districts that we polled generally, but 1 in 5 of the people who we polled identified themselves as farmers, that they either worked on or owned a farm. And those people were as likely, if not more likely, than the rest of the people polled to support a strong federal Clean Water Act.
We're speaking with Joan Mulhern with Earth Justice. In here in Hillsborough County, there have been farmers who are trying to push to have regulations reduced, but your survey kind of says that most farmers wouldn't be against reducing those regulations.
Well, that's right. That's what our pollster found. I mean, we had we didn't conduct the poll. We hired someone to conduct the poll. They wrote the questions and conducted the survey. It's a Republican polling firm. They were actually kind of surprised at the results that we got. And, we specifically asked about wetlands as well as streams asked farmers. And the majority of the farmers that we surveyed were, again, it was like 60%, 63% saying that the federal government needed to do more to protect clean water, including wetlands, not less.
How can our listeners learn more about the Clean Water Restoration Act and get involved?
One way is they can go to the Earth Justice website, which is just earthjustice.org. If you search for Clean Water Poll on our website, you can go right to a site that has all the poll results. One of the things that we did is agreed to release the entire poll and the results from the districts where we conducted it, so people can see exactly how the questions are worded and what the responses were for themselves. So it's all been released. We didn't hold any questions back. And also from our website, you can check whether or not your member of Congress is a supporter of the Clean Water Restoration Act, can learn more about the legislation, and even if you want, send a message to your member of Congress asking them to support the bill. There's a number of very well-placed members of Congress from the Florida Congressional Delegation who could be a big help in getting this legislation passed. So people really should look up the position of their members of Congress, whether or not they're supporters of the bill. And if supporting all waters is something that you care about, then get in touch with them and ask them to support the legislation.